This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of February 17th, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Democrats in the state legislature say one of their main aims this year is to expand the state's Medicaid program, known as TennCare. Republicans have resisted that idea for years and repeatedly blocked Governor Bill Haslam's efforts to expand coverage. But WPLN's political reporter Sergio Martinez Beltran has been talking to top Democratic leaders in the General Assembly, and they say there's a chance Governor Bill Lee could be convinced. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Jason.
Well, first of all, Governor Lee has repeatedly said he's not in favor of expanding Medicaid. So what makes Democrats think they can change his mind?
Well, a couple of things, and let's start with the most obvious one, which is the fact that we have a brand new governor. Governor Lee is new to politics. He's talked about how he wants to work with both Democrats and Republicans to get things done. And so Democrats, like House Minority Leader Karen Camper, say that could benefit them.
He's coming in with a fresh view. He's saying, okay, I've traveled this state, all 95 counties. I've seen the impact of hospital closures up close and personal. I had people on the trail telling me I have a pre-existing condition that now I will not be able to get affordable health care. So he's coming in with a fresh look. And so people's mind will be open to the fact that, okay, let's give him a chance to look at this. Let's see what he may come up with.
So the Democrats say he seems open to some of their ideas. And in fact, a group of Democratic leaders met with the governor to talk about expansion just last week.
Well, are they discussing anything other than expansion with the governor?
I mean, when you hear the Democrats in press conferences, they sometimes sound like their options are either Medicaid expansion or bust. Now, behind closed doors, they're talking to the governor about other options. They seem to want to take advantage of a narrow window of timing. Camper tells me that one of the things she's tried to convey to Governor Lee is that the time to expand Medicaid is now.
You said that if there's a time to do it, it's on his first year.
I think so. I really do, because he can get it behind him. He could, come out, get the support he needs, show to our body that is something that's important to him, get us to get behind him, and then move on and do all the other great things that he wants to do, and not be under this pressure to feel like, well, it's an election year, so, you know, it gets political. Now is the time. If you wait 2 or 3 years, it will get political.
Camper says her opening with the governor could be the closure of rural hospitals. Governor Lee has talked about supporting rural communities. And I mean, since 2010, about 10 rural hospitals have closed. There's another scheduled to close next month. So Democrats see rural hospitals as their vehicle. I think it's interesting, too, to hear this from someone like Leader Camper, who represents Memphis. But we hear similar thoughts from the Senate Minority Leader, Jeff Yarbrough, who represents another urban area, Nashville.
Sergio, are there any current proposals that could lead to Medicaid expansion or at least address the issue?
There are, and it looks like they are crafted with the governor in mind, quite literally. Jeff Yarbrough has legislation that would authorize the governor to expand Medicaid and negotiate with the federal government without any restrictions. This is a workaround to a law that the state legislature passed when Obama was president that requires the governor to get their approval before expanding Medicaid. But Yarbrough says there's no way for lawmakers to take the lead.
The legislature, 132 people that work on a part-time basis, can't conduct a negotiation with the federal government, which is why historically we give a set of directions to the governor to go negotiate on behalf of Tennessee, enter into an arrangement. Obviously, the legislature can come fix things on the back end, but the way we have it right now, it's like an elaborate permission slip that the governor's got to get through the General Assembly on the back end of a negotiation, and it's impractical.
And something that Yarbrough and Camper say is that by passing the responsibility to the governor, the issue could be less politicized.
Sergio, are the Republicans proposing anything to increase coverage for the working poor?
You know, Jason, they recently talked about using a block grant program for TennCare. This is something President Donald Trump is considering for Medicaid as part of his agenda to give states more control and cut costs. Under a block grant, the federal government will give Tennessee a certain amount of money, and the state would manage it as it sees fit. And that means the criteria to qualify could also change. A bill is in the works in Tennessee that would let the state accept a block grant, but the federal government has not authorized them, and it would probably have to get through Congress first. And there's no sign of that happening, especially with Washington so divided.
Well, thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez Beltran covers politics for WPLN. You can keep up with our coverage of the state legislature this session by subscribing to the TriStar State. Find it at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.